I want to do something a drop different than we've done before. Instead of just a regular shiur on a Chanukah Pesach, I thought that maybe it would be kedai. I had this idea Shabbos morning. Maybe it would be kedai to go through parts of the Agada and go through it specifically with the Torah of the Svasemis. So again, if we wanted to go through the whole Agada, especially all of Maggid, with all the Torah from the Svasemis, we'd be here for many, many days straight. But I picked out a few pieces. No, here, I printed them out if anyone wants. I printed out a few pieces from going through the Haggadah, various parts of the Haggadah, and we'll see different pieces. I don't even know if we're going to get to all of this, but at least there's pieces here, and I guess you could learn the rest on your own. But there's pieces over here from the Svasemis, and that's Be'ikar. We're just going to be focusing on Torah from the Svasemis, going through the Haggadah, and Rishon Hashem, we'll see a lot of points. There's a lot of beautiful Torah. It's interesting. I heard from Selsam Chashor Shlita. He said that the Chassidim did not used to come to the Svasemis for the Seder, and therefore there's less Torah from the Svasemis on the Seder itself. There's more in the second days. Chassidim used to come second days. But Gary said it wasn't a big enough town, I think, to hold all the Chassidim to come. It was a small little town, and who's been to Gary knows it's not a big town. And therefore the Chassidim wouldn't be there for the Seder, so there's not as much Torah written from the Svasemis on the Seder itself. But we'll see, again, a few pieces to see a little bit of the Torah to try to be making ourselves properly for the Yontif. So we'll begin with the first piece, which really discusses a very Pashtazach, which is why is the Leila Seder called by Klal Yisrael the Leila Seder? The Leila Seder, I think we mentioned this on Shabbos, Leila Seder, which is the night of order, is l'chera anything other than Seder. Everything happens in a way which is Shalaika Seder, we mentioned by Shal Shudis. Kadesh comes before Orchatz. You have Kedusha before Orchatz. Everything happens in a way of Shalaika Seder. Even practically, physically, the way the Seder takes place is always Shalaika Seder. Everything's always chaotic. Everything's always upside down. Why is the night of the Seder called specifically the Leila Seder? What's Seder about the Leila Seder? Svasemis says a few pieces where he goes out and explains in various ways. We'll see three shatim. Why the Svasemis says why the Leila Seder is called the Leila Seder. What about it specifically is the Indian of Seder? So he says the following, again, the same page in the Tafresh Lamed Gimel. He says the following thing. Kibinei Yisrael haim yuchadun l'Hashem Yisbarach. Klal Yisrael is miyuchad l'Hashem Yisbarach. Shebechol davar ha-reishis L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, B'nei Yisrael Haim Ereshis Mekala Oilom Meklalai K'mei Shekasav Chelek Hashem Ame. Klal Yisrael is the Reshis of the Rabbanu Shel Olam's creation, as Chazal say, Bereshis is Bishvil Yisrael Shenek Ereshis. Klal Yisrael is called the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Tvua, the Reshis of the Tvuasai, the Reshis of the Tvua. Klal Yisrael is called the Reshis. We're meant to be the Tachlas of creation. We spoke about this Shabbos Day by the Kiddush, that Klal Yisrael is meant to be the Tachlas of the whole Bria. Adam Rishon was created last Seif Ma'aseh Machshava Tchila, because Klal Yisrael, Adam Rishon, and ultimately all of Klal Yisrael is meant to be the Tachlas of the Bria. Before Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nister Zebagalus V'Hayim Uravin. What happened is before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, this was confusing. This idea that Klal Yisrael is a Tachlas Abriya was not very clear to anybody, and definitely not to the Mitzrayim. But it was not visible in the world the fact that Klal Yisrael is a Tachlas Abriya. Ke'enin Shekasav Chazal, as Chazal said, there were Beis Alafim of Toyu. Chazal said there were 2,000 years of Toyu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Mashiach. The first 2,000 years of Torah represent Koydim Yitzias Mitzrayim. That at the point before Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was years of Toyu. Now, what about those 2,000 years were years of Toyu? Toyu means chaos. Zaktes Vasemis, Toyu means Shemekoidim Shenifru B'nei Yisrael Lehaya Olam Mesukin Rak Toyu. Anytime things are confusing, anytime you're not able to see what's the purpose of the creation, that means it's Toyu. The first 2,000 years, it wasn't clear what the Tachlas of creation was. It wasn't clear that Klal Yisrael was the Tachlas of creation. Everything was confusing. It was 2,000 years of Toyu. Ubegalus, Neitin Rasham Rashis. In Gullus, what takes place is that the Goyim go ahead and they take the Rashis. As the Pasuk says, Rashis Goyim Amalek means that instead of Klal Yisrael being Bereshis, instead of Klal Yisrael being the Tachlas of Bria, suddenly it looks like the Goyim are the Tachlas of the Bria. You look around at the world, we're a Ma'at Mena'at, we're a small little part of the population, we're less than 1% of the population, and it looks like we're not the Tachlas of the Bria. That's what takes place in Golus, that's the Torah that takes place. As the Pasuk says, in Eicha, Hayut Sareha L'Rosh, the enemies are L'Rosh, the enemies become the head. As opposed to us being the Rosh, they become the head. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hayitika L'Klal O'Olam. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, it became clear. Yitzias Mitzrayim meant that now is very clear to us, the Klal Yisrael, and to the whole world, what the Tachlas of the Bria was. Klal Yisrael became recognized as the Tachlas of the Bria, up until the Amalek comes along and tries to stop it. Again, Rashis Gaim Amalek to jump into the Mbati Resachas, but up until that point, everybody understood and everybody realized Klal Yisrael is a Tachas of the Bria. L'chein Kasim HaMedrash, that's why the Medrash writes that the Zayin Mei HaPesach, the 7 days of Pesach, are connected to Zayin Mei Bereshis, are connected to the 7 days of creation. Why? Because it was a reorienting of the world, bringing it back to the 7 days of Bereshis. The 7 days of the world were created for Klal Yisrael. For the first 2,000 years of creation, it wasn't clear. The seven days of Pesach remind us about the tachlis of the 7 days of Bereshis, and it brings back Bereshis is Bishul Yisrael Shenikra Bereshis. V'chein Hegen Mori V'zikni, we mentioned this by Kiddush as well, that the Svasemes brings from the Chiddush HaRim, that the Sarma Mores, and the Sarma Makas, and the Asar Sadibris. That the world is created with Asar Mores, as Chazal say, Asar Mores, Nivra Olam is 10 10 times that it says the word Vayomer, really 9, and the word Bereishis is the last one, but there's 10 times it says the word Vayomer in the creation. Zakta Chadusharim, those 10 times of Vayomer, the beginning, the Bereishis became the Zbar, became clarified during the 10 Makas, during the Eser Makas, and ultimately it turned from Asar Mamaris to Eser Makas, and then into Eser Sedibris. So all of that again is to go ahead and for the world and for Klai Yisrael to be able to recognize that we're the Tachlis, we're the purpose of creation. Klaiso was not able to see, and it was not clear to Klaiso, Miu Abalabira, who's in charge of the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Manah Ga'ilam. But Amar Pari, Pari says, Mi Avaya. Pari says, I don't know if there's a Rabban Hashem in the world. Pari doesn't believe in the Rabban Hashem. All of that means that he doesn't believe there's a Rabban Hashem. He doesn't believe Klaiso is the Tachas of creation. That's the 2,000 years of Tayu. Ubi Tzias Mitzrayim. What took place by Tzias Mitzrayim? How you tickle Lias Mitzudar HaKol, Kifi Ratzan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zaktas Fasemes. Why is it called the Lela Seder? Lela Seder means it's the night that everything was put back into place. Everything was put back into the way that it's supposed to be. The world became a Seder again. The first 2,000 years is Tayu. It's chaos. You don't know why the world is created. You don't know who the Tachlis of creation is. Is it for us? Is it for the Umas Ha'olam? The Lel of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the night that everything became a Seder back again. Everything became clear. Became clear. Who's the Reishis? Who's the beginning? Who's the Tachlis? Who's the purpose of creation? And who is the, you know, who's just the extra, who is there just on the side, on the, as the sidelines, but who is the real purpose of creation? Vareishis, but Reishis Bereish Lashem Yisbarach. V'yesh Leimer, Zaktas Vasemes, Shezeh Shekoyren Lel HaPesach Seder. That's what we call the Lel HaPesach, Lel HaSeder, L'dvereinu Anal. Zeh HaSeder HaEmesh, Shenaseh B'tzias Mitzrayim. Things got put back into the place of Seder. Masha Mekoydem HaYakol Ma'orev. Up until then, everything was confusing. L'hoya Olam HaSeder Kanal, the world was not complete. The world was not in a way that was mesuder, what the tachas of creation. V'chol b'riyas ha'olam ha'yidei zeh, k'may shekas v'shvil b'nei Yisrael sh'nikras reishis t'vaseh. Zok des Svasemes, again, this is the first taich. The Svasemes gives why it's called Lela Seder, because Lela Seder meant that everything got mesuder back again, everything went back to the purpose of creation. You're able to see who the tachlis was, and who was not the real tachlis, and all of that became clear on the Lela Seder. And obviously, again, every year that we're supposed to go ahead, m'chol dar v'dar, chayv adam liris es atzmai, to recognize we're the tachlis, and we're sitting with our families by the Lela Seder to remind ourselves and to remind our children that we're the Tachlis, that the reason why the Banshim created the world and the Banshim's main focus in this world is Dafkan Klai Yisrael. That's what the Banshim's focusing on. That's where the Banshim's B'ni B'chari Yisrael, where the Banshim's firstborn. The Avoid of Lela Seder is to put things back into the proper perspective, to make sure that we understand who's the Seder, who's the Tachlis, who's the Reishis, and who is the Achris. Reishis Gaim Amalek is all the Toyu, is the Toyu of Golas. The goal of Lela Seder is to put back the Reishis, to put everything back in order. That's why we begin the Minigan Klai Yisrael. We begin the Lela Seder by going to Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas. We speak out this Simanim. We're trying to put everything back in its place. We have to know what's the beginning, what's the middle, what's the end, and not just in terms of the Lela Seder, but to put the creation back in order. That took place by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that takes place again. That's one idea from the Svasemes, why it's called the Lela Seder. There's another idea in Tafresh Lamed Hey. He says, "V'zeh shekasev lahavi yamaisa Mashiach ki zechirus usiper Yetzias Mitzrayim mevi yamaisa Mashiach." Zaktas Vasemes, we go over here at the beginning of the Haggadah and we say, "Lahavi lamaisa Mashiach aleilois in Yamim." The Gemara over there, the Gemara brought in the Haggadah has a shaila exactly how you darshan the psukim. Kol yimei aleilois is lahavi lamaisa Mashiach. According to Chachamim, Zaktas Vasemes, why? Ki zechira usiper Yetzias Mitzrayim mevi yamaisa Mashiach. Lahavi lamaisa Mashiach doesn't just mean it includes yamaisa Mashiach. The Sfasemes says the word lahavi means to bring. Lahavi doesn't mean that we're including yamaisa Mashiach. Rather, by going ahead and speaking out the sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, lahavi, we go ahead and we bring yamaisa Mashiach. Why? Ki be'eis Yetzias Mitzrayim. And again, this is a hamshach to the first pshat. It's not a different pshat. Hamshach to the first pshat. Ki be'eis Yetzias Mitzrayim hayir ratzon li'is tikkun hakoyel. The Banshim wanted to put things back in their proper place. K'may she'ela asid. Hashem echad u'shmai echad. Ach yamolek harasha bilbulas b'nei Yisrael asher karcha baderech. B'nei Yisrael, Amalek comes along and Amalek makes everything shalik a seder again. L'chein tzrichan liskar senasa la'olam hugarim lanu kala galus. He causes all of the galus. Rak ali de siper b'tzias Mitzrayim called shana v'shana nis'oiru ratikin. Zaktas Vasemes, not just that the Lela Seder itself then was where everything became a seder again, but every year when we go ahead and do this, l'havi le'mais Mashiach, we're bringing Mashiach by going ahead and recognizing for ourselves what the tachas of creation is. B'nimcha shemoy ma'at ma'at. Zaktas Vasemes, during the Seder, we're going ahead and wiping out Amalek a little bit more every year by the Seder. Because Amalek says that they're the Reishis, Amalek says they're the Tachlis, and we say, no, we're the Tachlis. Every year, we sit with our families and we say, Kolamar b'lesapa, reizim mishubach. We go out and talk over the Seder night. We talk over the Indian of the Seder. We're going ahead and wiping out Amalek more and more. And memela l'chavi l'maisa Mashiach. Through the kayach of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to bring the Indian of Yemaisa Mashiach. L'chein nikra, maisa leila zu Seder, kesrichan lachzer l'sada maisa Yetzias Mitzrayim, liyas mesukan mesuda v'oz yia ga'ulam b'meher v'yimeinu amein. Zaktas Vasemes, the goal is to be able to bring the Indian of the Geula, to be able to bring the concept of the Geula Asida through going ahead and being Marbe Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, through putting everything back in its proper place. If you skip, I think, one one piece to the next piece in Tafresh Mem Beis. He writes the second reason why it's called the Lela Seder. He says, "Ve'efshelavar oid apima the kasef ki lo bechipazin seitu." That we know that the pasuk says that when we left Mitzrayim, we left bechipazin, and the pasuk says, "The asad lava when Mashiach comes, ki lo bechipazin seitu." We're not going to go out in a way of chipazin. Why? What's the difference between Yitzias Mitzrayim that we ran out of Mitzrayim? We ran out of Mitzrayim when it comes to asad lava, we didn't run out. Zaktas vasam is ki Yitzias Mitzrayim ayigula b'mehiru b'meherus shalahi inaruyim. The reason why when we left Mitzrayim, we left quickly is because we didn't really deserve it. Anytime you have to run away from, you have to run out of something, it means that you don't really deserve it. Because if I really believe that I deserved it, and if I really deserved it, I don't have to run away. I don't have to run out of Mitzrayim. I can walk out with my head held high. I can walk out slowly. I can walk out in a way that I know that I deserve it. Memela Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in the way of Bechipazin. It happened in the way that everything was quick because Klal Yisrael didn't deserve. At Arim Ve'Arya, Klal Yisrael is a Memtei Shari Tumah. Klal Yisrael deserved nothing. Ve'ata Zaktas Vasemes. What happens now? Tzrichim Anu Levara Yidei Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Shana V'Shana B'Chol Yoyim Hatamim Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zaktas Vasemes, an unbelievable thing. The Baruch Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, even though we didn't deserve it. What's our goal now in Leila Seder? Our goal now is to give reason to what the Rabban Shalom did. The Rabban Shalom did something that didn't make any sense. The Rabban Shalom did something that had no reason for it. Alolo Oivdev, I deserve Alolo Oivdev. Why do you choose us versus the Mitzrayim? Why do you just choose us versus the Umas Ha'ilam? Zaktas Vasemes, it wasn't clear then. When does it become clear why the Rabban Shalom chose us versus the Umas Ha'ilam? Now, every year when we sit on Lela Seder and we go ahead and we bring reason to what the Rabban Shalom did, that we sit after 2,000 years of Golas and we're still celebrating the Seder, we're still sitting, B'chol Dor V'dor Chayiv Adam Lurisis Atzmai, and we recognize that V'hisha Amda Lavisainu V'lanu, we're able to sit into recognize and have a moon and give over to our children, now it becomes clear why the Banisham chose this. 5,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, it wasn't clear why Hashem chose this. There was no real reason. We didn't do anything to deserve it. But what we do every year, Lela Seder, is we bring reason to the reason why the Banisham took us out. And now it's clear in hindsight, now it makes sense. The Banisham was able to see in the future, he was able to see us in Tafshin Pehe sitting by the Seder. And therefore, when we go ahead in Tafshin Pehe and we sit by the Seder, we're bringing reason to what the Banisham did 3,000 years ago when he took us out of Mitzrayim. And Memela B'chol Shana, B'chol Yoyim Atam Shalitzis Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ba'avur ze haitianu." Zakt Rashi, "Ba'avur ze." Because of this, Ela b'shoshi yesh matzah mar menachem lefanecha. What is "Ba'avur ze"? Says Rashi, "Kedei l'kayim mitzvayis." "Ba'avur ze." Why does Hashem take us out so that we give him kayim the mitzvahs? We know that we mentioned when Shabbos Hagadol that the avoda ba'avur ze means that you have the matzah and mar in front of you. Zakt Rashi, "Ba'avur ze," not just to hold up the matzah and mar to say, you know why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? Because we're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs of matzah and mar. Because we're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs. That's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi says. Ukafim Hashem mekayim and mishabchen and mahalalin lefanav nimsa nasas mesud. Now it becomes understandable, now it becomes mesudr, the reason for the geula. The way that we left the geula originally is bechipazim. We left running out. There's no seder to it. When you run out, you're not able to do things mesudr. We weren't able to bake the bread properly. Everything ran. We have to run out because we didn't deserve it. Now that we're able to go ahead and bring reason to what took place, so now everything's able to be mesudr. And that's where the geula asida, it's going to take place when Mashiach comes. We're not going to run out. We're going to do everything in a way that's mesudr. Why? Because we spent the past few thousand years working and bringing seder to that bechipazim that took place by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Klaisol then at the run out. We didn't deserve it. We ran out without any Seder. Ran out. There was no reason. Now, every year, we sit with our families and we go ahead and we bring Seder to that Indian of Shalika Seder that took place then. That Indian of Bechipazin that took place, now we say Kiloi Bechipazin. We're not running out this time. We're going to run it in a way that's going to be Misyashiv. Because Shia Misyashiv Akal, Yego Ula Asida. As we go ahead and we bring more and more reasons, we're able to be Makayim the Mitzvahs in Golas, we're able to bring reason to what the Rabban Shalom did, and Mela is able to be Kaseder. Kiya Bairei. Yizbarach, Galeno Shia Golov Yadu Lafana Yizbarach, Shal Yedeza Niska Achakach, Lavat Oisa Be'emes. The Banisham redeemed us because he knew what we're going to do now. He knew about Tafshin Pehe. When we go in Tafshin Pehe and we're over the Rabbanishal Elam, we're able to bring reason to what the Rabbanisham did. Bemele Zaktas Vasemes, that's what's called Lela Seder. It's the Lela bringing Seder to things that were Shalika Seder. When we left Mitzrayim as Bechipazin. We ran out of the way of Shalika Seder. We rushed out. There was no Seder. We didn't have time to pack properly. We didn't have time to prepare properly. That's because we didn't deserve it. Now that we go ahead and we're proving that we Taka do deserve it, we're proving what the Rabbanisham is able to see. In hindsight, we're able to say that we Taka do deserve it. So now we're bringing Seder to that idea of Shaloika Seder that took place. And well, that's the second reason the Sfasama says why it's called Lela Seder. It's a Lel of bringing Seder to that Indian of Bechipazim. A third reason the Sfasama says is he brings down from a Zayda, the Heilige Chedusha, many, many times his Pshat. He says, V'shamatim epi Muri v'zikni. Look at the next piece in Shabbos HaGadol, Taf Reish Nun Dalad. V'shamatim epi Muri v'zikni al shakarin Lel Pesach Seder. Why do we call Lela Pesach Lela Seder? V'chein Aimrim, Chasal Seder Pesach. As aside from the fact that Klai Yisrael calls it Lela Seder, but the Baal HaGad itself puts it in. Chasal Seder Pesach. So again, there's a Seder that's taking place. L'Rameis Mashakasa Moral. The Moral writes something very interesting. Moral writes in Gvur Hashem that generally we think of Teva as being Seder, and we think of a Nes as being Shalika Seder. Generally, Teva is that there's a Seder. Mimizach Hashemish Armavoya. There's generally a way of things work in a way of Keseder. A Nes means that you're breaking Seder. A Nes means that things are Shalika Seder. Things are not done in the way that's proper. Moral writes that there's a Seder to Nisim as well. Nisim are not just random. Nisim are not just a world of chaos. Nisim are done Keseder as well. There's a Seder to Nisim as well. So Shet Moral in Gvoris Hashem. Zaktas Chadusha Rim. This is why the Lela Seder is called Lela Seder. L'ram is Kamoish Yesh Seder L'Teva, Kain Yesh Seder Miyuchim L'Nisim and Aflois Kamoish Yekasav L'Mala. As there is a Seder for the Indian of Teva, there's a Seder as well for the Indian of Nisim and Aflois. Venerally Oid, Pir Seder L'Ram is Shekol Taluchas Agolas, Hakolo Yimsudim Yuchid, Shleinema Kikara Sivish Shal Ben Yisrael, Rakal Kovach Vavav. I'm sorry, that's the piece where it goes back to the Indian before. That's where he says the first part. But what he says in the Indian of everything has the Indian of Keseder means for the Maral, based on the Chiddush Rim explains that everything is Mesudr, which means that the same way there was Teva that was Mesudr, this Nes is also Mesudr. And he explains, not over here, I don't bring this piece over here, but he explains as well that that's the Indian that we find that the Avoida of Lela Seder was to go ahead and to bring the Indian of Nisim down to the Olam HaTeva. Like we said before, that the whole goal is to bring it within the Olam HaTeva. Everything took place within the Olam HaTeva. The Baruch Hashem brought Nisim down to the Olam HaTeva. To be Mevarer, the Klal Yisrael is able to be the Tachlis HaBereishis. The Baruch Hashem is able to say it's a Seder for Nisim and it's a Seder for Teva. Both of those have a Seder. Like we know, the Pasuk says, and Chazal Darshan that when there was a Kriyas Yamsa, it was Chazal Isanai, it was a Tanai that was put into Maisa Bereshis that the Yam is going to split when Klai Yisrael comes. There's a Seder for the Indian of Neteva, and there's a Seder for the Indian of Nisim. Both of them have a Seder, and the Avoid of Lala Seder is to recognize that things are not just random. Side of Teva is a Seder, and Nisim as well have a Seder, and everything that the Baruch Hashem did all had a Seder. And like again, like he says in the rest of the piece, the Golas was Beseder, the Geula was Beseder, everything was done in a way that the Baruch Hashem has an exact cheshbon to what happens. You think about for a moment the fact that Yachalis Mamea weren't able to get out. We weren't able to wait another moment in Mitzrayim. We had to leave at that moment. That meant that the moment that Klal Yisrael was ready to leave, the moment of Eliyachalis Mamea, we left. Now, how much longer would we have needed for the dough to rise? I don't know, a few minutes, right? For the dough to rise, a half hour, an hour. For the dough to rise, we would have not needed a lot longer. How long were we in Mitzrayim for? We were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Right? If you think about it, that means for a moment, that means that when the Rabbanu Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, it wasn't Stam. The Rabbanu Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, it was time to come out. Which means to the moment, the Rabbanu Shem decided when the exact moment that it was. 210 years, not 210 years in five hours. 210 years exactly to the moment that Klal Yisrael was supposed to leave Mitzrayim, that's when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. I think I saw from Tzvi Meir, I think it's from Tzvi Meir. He said, if you ask somebody, how long did you live in Eretz Yisrael for? How long were you in Eretz Yisrael for? So people say, I lived in Eretz Yisrael for 5 years. They don't say, I lived in Eretz Yisrael for 5 years, 3 months, 2 days, 1 hour, and 50 seconds. Nobody talks that way. You say, 5 years. 5 years means Barach. I lived there for 5 years, a little bit less, a little bit more, 5 years. How long did he go on a trip for? 3-4 days. Right? People talk about Erech. He says, when the Rabbanu Shem talks, the Rabbanu Shem doesn't talk about Erech. When the Rabbanu Shem goes ahead and does a nace for us, it happens at the exact second that it's supposed to happen, not a second later, not a second earlier. Had we waited another half hour for the dough to rise, it would have been too late. And a half hour earlier would have been too early. The exact moment that it's supposed to happen, there's a Seder. And that's the Avodah of Lela Seder, to recognize that the same way there's a Seder to Teva, the same way the Rabbanu Shem made that the world is exactly at the right place that it needs to be, a little bit further, a little bit closer, everything would fall apart. The same way is when it comes to the Indian of Nisim, when it comes to the Indian of Yeshua, everything happens at the exact moment, at the exact Seder that the Rabbanu Shem wants it to happen. So again, three ideas from the Sfasem is why it's called Lela Seder. Either it's called Lela Seder because of the fact that we're putting the world back into the place of Seder, or it's called Lela Seder because we're going ahead and we're being Mavara, going ahead and proving that which Rabbanu Shem did years ago has a reason for it. We're putting everything back into the world of Seder. It's Loi B'chipas, and we're not rushing out. And the third reason, he says, is to show that the same way the Seder to the Indian of Teva, the Seder to the Indian of Nes as well. Let's all just, again, the Teres Hakdama to the Indian of Seder. When it comes to the Indian of the Dalet Kaisis, the Sosema says a few places where he talks about what the Indian of the Dalet Kaisis are and what they represent. Obviously, we know that Dalet Kaisis represent V'tseisi V'tzalti V'galti V'lakachti, the four L'shayna Segu'ula. Sosema says that the Dalet Kaisis also represent the Dalet Parshas Tefillin, which we won't talk about right now. The Dalet Kaisis also represent the Hematzai Sapeh. We know that there's five Matzai Sapeh, there's five parts to the mouth that are used in terms of going ahead and speaking. There's the throat, there's the palate, there's the lips, there's the tongue, and there's the throat, the palate, the lips, the tongue, and the teeth. Those are the five parts of the mouth that are used in order to go ahead and make letters. Various letters are used with different parts of the mouth. Those are called the Hematzai Sapeh. Zaktas Vasemis, if you look at Tafresh Lamed Gimel, he writes, Dalet Kaisis Keneged Dalet L'Shenis Geula. The Dalet Kaisis are Keneged, the Dalet L'Shenis of Geula. Why? Because of Zerakadish Kiadibra Hayabagalas. Zerakadish says, we mentioned this before, that what took place by Mitzrayim meant that the Dibur was in the place of Gulas. That's why Yitaka find that Klal Yisrael is not capable of davening. The most they're capable of doing towards the end is Vayitzaku. It's just a Tzaka. means I can't even speak. Itzaka means that there's no words. It's just a scream. Itzaka means just a scream. Why? Because the Dibur was in Galus. Sait Torah, Sait Tefillah. The Dibur was the Dibur was in Galus. When Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, their capability to speak words of Torah and words of Tefillah were all in Galus. And Memela V'yesh Heimatzas Hapeh. This Heimatzas Hapeh. There's five parts of the Peh. V'zeh. Meneged Shinayim O'achilas Masa. Zaktas V'asem is the four Kaisis. The four Kaisis represent the four Lashonis of Geula. The four Lashonis of Geula mean the four ways we're able to go ahead and express Geula. There's five matzahs about the fifth one. Zaktas Vasemes is keneged the inyan of the matzah, the shinayim. You have to go in and chew the matzah. The shinayim is keneged the inyan of the matzah, which means there's five matzahs apeh, and the five things that we do, which is the four kaisis, and the matzah that we eat, represents the five matzahs apeh. Why? Shekala b'chinas anal hayi begalus. All the five parts of the mouth were all begalus when Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. Shlohechel ma'itzi adibur. Lefnei Hashem karoy. We couldn't speak. We couldn't daven properly. And that memela, the goal of the matzahs apeh is to recognize that the goal of Lala Seder is to bring the peh out of the place of galus. That's why we say kolamar b'lasapa reza meshubach. Go ahead and speak again and again and again. Invite to speak. Why? Because the whole night's the night of dibur. It's the night of speaking. It's the night of recognizing that we have the capability to be meshabech the rabbanu shalom in a way which kolamar b'lasapa, in a way we're able to go to utilize the chayik of the peh. Zaktis vasemes. That's what the pasuk means. Says in davening, Anoichi Hashem alekecha malcha me'eretz Mitzrayim harchev picha v'amaleu. The Bansham took us out of Mitzrayim. Harchev picha. Open up your mouth. V'amaleu. What's the connection between Anoichi Hashem alekecha malcha me'eretz Mitzrayim? The Bansham took us out of Mitzrayim and amalcha me'eretz harchev picha v'amaleu. Zaktis vasemes. Getting out of Mitzrayim meant harchev picha v'amaleu. Meant they were able to open up our mouth and our mouth is able to be full. B'vadir chavas apeh b'shvachem v'idoyis. What were we doing on that night? Shvachem v'idoyis. Being able to praise the Rabbanu Shalom. L'chein tikno har b'shvachem b'lal Pesach. K'moish HaKosav, as the Rizal says, Pesach. The Pesach means Pesach. The mouth is speaking. Kivin shadibur yotzal cheres hayorak kadei l'halal u'lahaydis. All of it was in order to go ahead and be mahalal and l'haydis the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what took place on Lala Seder. Memela zaktas vasem is the four kaisis represent the four l'shenis of Geula. The matzah represents the fifth chelik of the heimetzas hapeh. All of that represents the koyach of utilizing our peh in a way which is proper. Other places he talks about it's connected the five chushim. Also interesting, it's connected the five senses that a person has. Like I said before, he talks about it's connected the five parshas of tefillin. Four of them are in the roish. The fifth one is in the arm. Keneged the shalyad. He says that's why we do a seba on the left side. It's keneged the shalyad, which is on the left part of the hand. A lot of interesting Torah, right? Also keneged the four. Kaisis and the Indian of the matzah, but over here it writes that the four kaisis are keneged the Indian of the matzah and the Indian of the hey matzah sapeh, which the four kaisis together with the matzah represents this Indian of the dibur coming out of Gulz. So let's see the next piece where he talks about the Indian of Urchatz, and Urchatz is Urchatz and Rechitza, and he talks about not just the Indian of Urchatz when it comes to Urchatz and Lala Seder, but we'll see this is talking about the Indian of Rechitza, Netil Seidayim. Anytime a person goes ahead and washes his hands, a beautiful piece that he has, and Parshas told us, we're talking about Aydayim Adei, Kol Yaakov Aydayim Adei Esav, and he explains to us what the Kavan a person has when a person goes ahead and washes his hands, but Netil Seidayim. Zaktas Vasemes, Tof Reish Nun Beis, and Parshas told us. Be'inyan Abrachas, Shurtzech Yaakov Likach Esam, Barom Yaakov Avinu went ahead and took the brachas in a way which is tricky. The chsiv, the pasuk says, "Akol kol Yaakov v'dayim de Esav." Akol kol Yaakov means zaktas vasemis v'zenoig bechlal. Doesn't just mean that when Yaakov Avinu walked in, the way that he looked on the external like Esav, and the inside was Yaakov Avinu. But it means the way the pnimius was nimsel Yaakov. The pnimius was given over to Yaakov, and the outside, the chitzonius, was given over to Esav. Aval akabel ba'olam hazeh b'chinas guf hanikri yadayim. To go ahead and be able to be makabel the world of olam hazeh, which is called the yadayim. Yadayim are called the yadayim askani yisain. The yadayim are called the kli maisa. Those are what's involved in olam hazeh that Yaakov Avinu doesn't have. Hey, meshuba tachas mamshala sitra achra. Zaktas vasem is a kol Yaakov. Kol means the Indian, like we just said before. Kol means the Indian of dibur, and kol means the Indian of tefila. Kol means the Indian of the pnimius, and the yadayim of the esav meant that the world of olam hazeh, the world of physicality, that's connected to the world of esav. Memela achin. Therefore, there's a split. Achin zaktas vasem is bnei yisrael b'koicham lahalas yadayim elashay. Klai Yisrael has a koyach to be able to go ahead and elevate the yadayim back to the sherish. K'mosh Kasim and Mukam Acher, as you write somewhere else, that there's three yadayim that we find in the Lashonis of the Psukim. We find there's something called the Yad Gedola, there's Yad Chazaka, and there's Yad Rama. Yad Gedola, Zaktis Vasemes, Yad Gedola represents the right hand. Gedola always means the Indian of Chesed, L'chashem Agedula. Yad Gedola represents the right hand. Yad Chazaka represents the left hand. That's the right hand and the left hand. There's the third hand, the third Indian, which is called Yad Rama. Yad Rama means an elevated hand. Yad Rama is Sheletas Elevez Yadayim. V'zen Nimsel Yaakov Avinu. Yad Rama means the elevated hand, which is above the two hands, and that gives a person the capability to bring his yadaya Yedayim back to the place of the Sherish, which means to bring Olam Hazeh back to a Sherish and to be able to connect the world of Yedayim and Esav back to the world of Pnimius. But Al Zeh Kasev Reimus Kel B'Greinam, the Pasuk says Reimus Kel B'Greinam, beautiful Taitch in the Pasuk, Reimus, which is connected to the Indian of Yad Rama, Kel B'Greinam, in their throats, and therefore it says Cherev Papias B'Yadim. Again, the Pasuk was saying in Davening, Reimus Kel B'Greinam, Cherev Papias B'Yadim, B'Yadim, which means through the Koyach of a Kol Yaakov, through the Koyach of the Pnimius, then it's Cherev Papias B'Yadim. We're able to have the Cherev. Cherev generally is connected to Esav. Esav is a Charba Chotichia. Esav is connected to the sword. We're able to have Cherev Papias B'Yadim, a Yedei Teiru Tfila, Shal Zeksev, a Kol Yaakov, through the Avaida of Ramus Kalbagrainam, Cherev Papias Base Pius, we're able to go ahead and be able to have the Kayach of the two Yadayim in our hands. B'Kayach Zeh, Shelar Yadayim, Kamesha Kosev, Atamorim, Ramus Atanoigba Ilamecho, Me'achar Sha'ilam Zeh Enel Yaakov. And therefore, again, Sfasema says, we're capable of going out and taking the Yadayim and bringing them back to their places. Me'achar Sha'ilam Zeh Enel Yaakov, Imkin, Eni Yachel Liskois Ba'ilam Zeh, Rakadag Bos Advarm El Sherish. The only way to be Zeicha to Ilam Hazeh is bringing everything back to its Sherish. Ma'klal, Kibne Yisot Tzrich and Lavakish, Komashalaisim, Gamba Ilam Zeh, a kol b'koyach ha'tor levad. Zoktes v'asem is, how do we go ahead and elevate the Yadayim? The way to elevate the Yadayim is by connecting them to their Shorish, by saying that all of Olam Hazeh is really rooted in the Torah. Like the Zohar HaKadosh says, istakal by Raisa u'bara alma, which means everything in the Bria is connected back to the Torah. The way to be able to go ahead and have Olam Hazeh in a way that it's ours is only by connecting it to kol Yaakov. By connecting it to the kol of Torah and kol of Tefillah, then it becomes the Yadayim, or not Yedei Esav, then the Yadayim become the Cherev Papias B'yadim, B'yadim Klal Yisrael is able to go ahead and take it over. Zoktes v'asem is, that's what we mean. The same The simple taich means we should have our chelik and Torah. Zaktas v'sama uchelik means. Chelik over here means that the chelik that we have in Olam Hazeh should be b'sayr esecha. The same chelkenu, our chelik that we get in Olam Hazeh, the gashmis that we should have should be rooted to the inyan of b'sayr esecha, to the Rabban Hashem's Torah. That's what we say also in benching. We say v'nal tatzrichenu loyli de manas b'sar v'dam. The simple taich means that loyli de manas b'sar v'dam. We don't want to rely on other people. Zaktas v'sama. No, we don't want our tzrachim gashmiim to come through b'sar v'dam. Even ourselves, we don't want that. The way that we get our food is in a way of gashmis. Even not just, don't say we don't want to rely on other people. We don't want to rely on basar v'dam. We don't want to rely on a physicality which is just connected to the world of gashmis, which doesn't have any shaychas to ruchnias. Lias meshuka b'derech eretz upulas gashmis. Rak shiyab akabola b'kirech yad rama hanol. We say not that's ruchen. Loyli demen as basar v'dam ki im liyot cham lei apsucha. We want to get everything from the sherish, everything from the rabban shemel. Chen tiknu zaktas vasemes. That's what the inyan of the tilsi daim that we have. Koydem achilas. So uyadechem kodesh, right? Many say the pasuk that they have, many lift up their hands. So uyadechem kodesh means that I want to take the yadayim, which are yaday esav, and I want to bring them back to the sherish, back to where they're supposed to be. Lias kabbalas ha-shefa parnasa v'sherish ha-elim. To be makabal the shefa from the Rabban Shem. L'chein amar chazal, b'shar shetikin shloima, netil siyadayim. That's why chazal say at the moment that shloima malach was misakin, netil siyadayim, one of the two tikkunim that he was misakin, yatsas ha-baskal, and the baskal came out and said, chacham b'ni, called him a chacham, called him dafka chacham. Not just because shloima malach was chacham, b'kol adam, but at the moment that he was miyased, the Indian of Matil Sidayim, it calls him a chacham. Why? Pirusha tikkun li says dapkas hasheva b'chachma. He was called a chacham because he brought the Indian of Matil Sidayim to the world, which means he brought the idea of washing a person's hand and bringing it all back to the place of chachma, all back to the makar, all back to the source of reishis chachma, yiras Hashem, everything back to its source. Valzev mevakshin harachem neifarnesenu b'chavad. That's the harachem that we say at the end of benching. Harachem neifarnesenu b'chavad. We should get covered. What's covered? The ain't covered el Torah. Real covered is only Torah. Ki mazan agashmi u'cherpen v'kloin. Mazan agashmi, something which they're embarrassed of. Avo kishazeichem and ayisov and esati gashmeichem be'itam. B'kayach ha-Torah. Like the pasuk says, m'chukoy se t'leichu. Then v'nesati gashmeichem be'itam. That the way we're getting the geshem is through the kayach of Torah. Oz ha pranasa b'kavad. Then the pranasa is the kavad. Me'il zaktas v'asem is every time a person washes their hands. But fran al ala seydu, which generally we're not knowing to wash before kol tibula b'mashka. But definitely al ala seydu we go out and wash the avoid of rachta. The avoid of urchat is to recognize it. We want to go out and raise our hands up. We want to go out and take all of the ulam agashmi and bring it back to its place. You eat a karpas, you eat a small vegetable, and the goal is to be able to recognize it. We want to go ahead and be able to recognize Bayre Pri Adama, to be able to bring it back to the source, be able to bring it back to the Makar, and be able to recognize that the Rabban Hashem is one that created all of this, and it's not something which is just an Olam HaGashmi separate from the Olam HaRuchni. Rather, we want to connect the Olam HaGashmi to the Olam HaRuchni. Weiter, stop. That's a little bit. Okay, we'll keep going for a few more. We'll do a few more pieces. Let's see a few more pieces. That's all when it comes to the Indian Orchats. Karpas, the Sfasamis, you know, interestingly enough, doesn't have any pieces. It's a large sefer on Pesach. Doesn't have any pieces on the Indian of Karpas. Doesn't talk about Karpas Bechlal. Anyway, I couldn't find anything he talks about Karpas. So Karpas, again, we just say what the Avodah is, Bar Pri Adama. Huh? Less than a Kazayas, yeah. Yeah. But okay, let's see what he says about Yachatz. Yeah, Yachatz, he talks about it in a few places, the Indian of Yachatz. Let's see what he says about Yachatz. He says in Tafresh and Beis, the Inyan of Yachatz, the pasuk we say in the Inyan of Lel Shimurim Hu LaHashem, that the void of Lel HaSeder is Lel Shimurim. This is why in Halacha, you don't have to go ahead and say the whole Kriya Shema. On Lel HaSeder, it's called Lel Shimurim. It's a night which is Lel of Shmira, L'doy Reisim. Zaktas Vasemeshemi Lel Pesach, Nisher Shmira, Akol Yimei Hashanah. That it's called Lel Shimurim. The simple title means that it's a night which is watched, the Hashem is watching over us. Zaktas Vasem is Lel Shimurim also means it's a Lel that's Shimurim Al Kol HaShanah. It's the Lel that gives us a Shmira for the rest of a year. Kamoisha Ya'oz, Shmurim L'dairis. The same way it was then that we had a Shmira and it's going to be a Shmira L'dairis. The night of the Lel HaSeder also goes out and gives us a Shmira for all the future days of the year. Kamoikin B'Kol HaShanah, Nisha Shmira Me'layla Zu B'Kol Yimei HaShanah. V'zer Rem Zaktas Vasemes, that's what the Afikoimen is. L'Hashar Chelik Me'amatzah Akol HaShanah. Many people have this minig. It seems like this Vasemes said this minig. They keep a piece of the Afikoimen. When I grew up, used to put a piece of Afikoimen on top of the door. Zaktas Vasemes, the idea, even if you don't keep it, but the idea of going ahead, it's a Shmira. Why? The goal is to recognize that whatever Amunah and Betochen I got in the Lel HaSeder, that's what gives me the Shmira for the whole year. Again, like we said, the Indian of the Lel HaSeder is to get to the Seder. To get to the Seder, which then gives a person a Shmira to the whole year. It's a Lel Shimurim for the whole year. And Memela, what takes place on the Lel HaSeder is that we go ahead and we recognize that it's a Lel Shimurim for the whole year. Memela, we go ahead and we have the Chelek of the Seder. But then we go ahead and we put apart part of it for the Tzafan. We hide part of it, meaning that this Indian of what takes place in the Lel HaSeder is not just for the night alone. We want to go ahead and hide part of it to allow us to be able to exist the rest of the year with the Amunah Betochen that we have in the Lel HaSeder. Memela, that's Yachatz. Yachatz is I'm breaking it. There's a small part that I'm doing right now. The larger part is the other 364 days of the year. The large part is the rest of the days of the year that I'm going out and recognizing I need the Lel HaSeder the rest of the year. I can't exist without the Lel HaSeder. They say, they say in joke in Eretz Yisrael, they say in Eretz Yisrael, and they ask them how they're doing, they say, I call the Seder. Right? So they say, they say like a joke. They say, I call the Seder, which means everything's in the Seder. Everything's that call is in the Seder, everything's in the Seder, but it's right. It's Emes, which means the Emes is saying is that call the Seder. Everything's falling in the night of the Seder. The Amunah Betochen that a person has in the Lel HaSeder allows him to carry throughout the rest of the year. And Mamela, it's Yachatz, we put apart Tzafon, we go ahead and we hide part of it for the future. Zaktas Vasem is another Taich, which is also connected to something that we mentioned before, why we're going out and hiding part of it. So if you look in Tafresh and Gimel, in the Shelas of the Chacham, where the Chacham goes ahead and asks, the Chukam and the Mishpat, Eidus Chukam and Mishpatim, and we go ahead and tell him, Ein Maftir and Achar Pasach Afikayman. And all the Farshim ask, what Shaykh has Afikayman to the Shelah of the Chacham? Zaktas Vasem is the Remez Afikayman. What's the Remez of Afikayman? What's this Indian of doing by Yachatz putting apart part of it for Afikayman? The Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Hachana for the Gula Asida. Like we said before, when we put things back in the world of Seder, so we're able to have the Gula Asida. The same way we got Adam Mitzrayim, Eren and Neflois, we're going to have Neflois, the Asad Lavi. Ulachain Pesach Nechal Al-Saiva Loimer, Ke Agam She Yitzias Mitzrayim Ha'i Gula Rishayna, even though Yitzias Mitzrayim was the first Geula, of a Gula Achrayna Tulu Yaba. The Gula Achrayna is totally in it. Kamoish Shekasev, Ga'alti Eschem, Achris Kareishis. The same way we had the first Geula by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Achris, the end Geula, is also going to come as a Koyach, as a Chelek of the Geula. She'atas man agolus, v'chacham shel kivin she'atas man geula, v'chazan alagolus, ma'inim b'zichiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. The chacham asks, ma'edus v'chukum ma'mashpatim. Right? So again, what's he asking? He's asking, what are you doing? Why are you going ahead and talking about a story that happened about? The story that happened 2,000 years, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, why is it necessary now? Why do you have to go out and talk about a story that happened thousands of years ago, a story that's not shaykh right now? He's asking, why are we involved in all of these things that are zeichi yitzias mitzrayim? Va'tshuva, you know what we tell the chacham? We're not talking about a story that happened. We're talking about a story that's going to happen. That the same way the story of yitzias mitzrayim happened then, it's going to happen weiter as well. And the melo we tell the chacham is, you don't understand. We're not simply going ahead being meramez on what took place, reminding ourselves about what took place. We're also reminding ourselves about what is going to take place about the Geula Asida. And therefore we tell him, Ein Maftirin Achara Pesach Afikayman. Ki Lel Shimurim Hu La Geula Asida. It's a Lel Shimurim for the Geula Asida. It's a Lel Shimurim that goes ahead and allows us to be able to have a remez to what's going to take place by the Asad Lava. And Memela Zaktas Vasemes, this is Tzafon. This is the Afikayman. We go ahead and we say part of the Geula took place already then. But the Shlemus of the Geula is going to take place the Asad Lava. So Vasemes writes in other places from the Zera Kaddish. Zera Kaddish writes that the reason why we don't have Halal Shalom on Pesach except for the first day. In America we have the first 2 days, is because it's not Halal Shalom, because we didn't have the ultimate Geula. The Geula was the first stage of Geula. The final stage of Geula is going to take place to Asad Lavai when Mashiach comes. And the middle of the Avodah of Lel HaSeder is to recognize that what's taking place right now needs to carry us throughout the whole year. And like the Sfas is saying as well, it needs to also carry us Havi L'Maisa Mashiach. Again, like we said before, the Havi L'Maisa Mashiach means it brings the Maisa Mashiach by going ahead and being Marbe B'Sap Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're able to go ahead and be able to bring the Indian of the Geula HaSeder. We're able to go ahead and bring the idea of the Allah Subhanahu. Let's just see these last two pieces. Now maybe we'll stop before we get to, you know, before we get into Maggid itself. Just last two pieces on Kolamar B'Lasaper, a Reizu Meshubach, on what takes place when a person goes ahead and the Indian of Maggid. He says over here in Tafresh Mem, Kolamar B'Lasaper, Tzias Mitzrayim, a Reizu Meshubach, Hoa Yidei Yom, Kamoish Yikosav Laman Tiskar, L'chein Zeuchen, Tzias Mitzrayim, Chol Yoyim, by Yidei Asipur, Mis'erik, Tzasa, Geula, B'chlalo, Prakol, Nefesh, Meisrael. By going ahead and saying over the story of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, like again, like we keep saying from all these pieces, a person goes ahead and a person is able to have the Geula right now, the Geula now, and a person is also able to have the Geula Sida. Mela, we go ahead and every night of the year, Laman Tiskar, we remember Tzias Mitzrayim, but specifically in the Lala Seder, we do it in order, Lahavi L'maisa Mashiach. Zaktas Vasemes, that's what Chazal mean. And the Baal HaGadol says, Kolamar B'Lasaper, Harezu Meshubach. What does it mean, Harezu Meshubach? Who's Meshubach? Harezu Meshubach, Enes Simin Shu Meshubach. The simple way you can understand is that somebody who's a Mar B'Lasaper is a Reizu Meshubach. It's a Simin that he's a Meshubach Dicha person. Zaktas Vasemes, no Faker. Rakshan Nasa Meshubach Al Yidei Asipur. It's not a Simin, it's a Siba. The reason why you become a Meshubach is by going ahead and saying Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The more you talk about Lel Yitzias Mitzrayim, the more you go ahead and Kolamar B'Lasaper, the more Harezu Meshubach, the more you become a Meshubach. Not that you are a Meshubach, like a person goes ahead and is Mar B'Lasaper. Kolamar B'Lasaper, Harezu Meshubach, you become a Meshubach by going ahead and being Mar B'Lasaper. Because you're recognizing, again, the Seder of the world, you recognize the Tachas of the world, you recognize the Rabban Hashem as the Seder to the Indian of Teva, to the Indian of Nais, the same as the Seder to the Indian of Teva. You recognize that there's going to be a Geula Sida, you have the Amuna throughout you the whole year. Amamela, Kolamar B'Lasaper, Harezu Meshubach. Kumoisha, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Achana, Lakabos, Terva, Kabos, Malcha, Shemayim, Kumoikin, Gamata, Kafim, Asha, Iskim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel, Natar, the more that a person is able to be Isaac in Yitzias Mitzrayim, Harezu Meshubach, the more Meshubach a person becomes, and the more a person is then capable of being able to be makabel the Torah they're going to have the asad lavi mil. This is the avoda. The avoda is to recognize if I want to be a meshubach like a person, it's called a marbala sapper, to talk about it, to be mechazek the inyan of the amunah betachin that takes place on lela seder. So Hashem says one more piece that we'll see now. He says in Tafrimishim and Zayin, and he asks this kasha in a few different places on the Gemara. The Gemara Megillah says that you generally a person should not go ahead and say any more shvachim more than anchekenes agadol put in. The Gemara says a story about a person who was going ahead and instead of saying the bracha of akela gadol. He added on his own shvachim. I don't remember who was. One of the Tanaim said, he said, did you finish everything? He added on a few more shvachim. He said, did you finish everything? So he says, no. So he says, okay, once you start and you push past the limit of what Anshe Knesset Gedolah put into davening, so then you're going to be unlimited. And you're never going to be able to stop because if he's praising the Rabbanu Shalom and you want to go and praise the Rabbanu Shalom, so you have to go weiter and weiter. And he said, the only reason why we could say Akela Gadla Gibra Vanera is only because Anshe Knesset Gedolah put these in, and therefore those are the ones that you can say, but you shouldn't go ahead and be Meshabeach more than it says in the Siddur, because once you start doing that, so then the Gemara gives a mashal of a person's going to go ahead and praise a king who has millions of dollars of gold, and you're going to say you have copper. So you can't go ahead. Anything you can praise the Rabbanu Shalom is only being Megareah, only taking away. Kol Amarve is only going to, Kol Amoisev is Megareah, and therefore Zakta Gemara, a person has to go ahead, Vimashabech, the Rabbanu Shalom, only based on what Anshe Knesset Gedolah said. In fact, this is in multiple places. When it comes to Allah Seder, what do we say? Kol Amarve L'Saper, raise a Meshubach. I don't understand. Kol Amarve L'Saper, what do you mean? The Gemara says very clearly, Megillah, it's a chasarin to go ahead and be Marble L'Saper. Just say what it says in Agada, don't add in any other words. Kol Amarve L'Saper, raise a Meshubach. Zakta Svasemesh, Be'inyan, Amarve L'Saper, Tzias Mitzrayim, raise a Meshubach. Kasim Aforshim, Kibachol Makam, generally, Asalar Bishachash Makam, Kedisa Begamara, Mia Malak Vurs Hashem, Mia Chalasaper Kol Tilase. Who's going to be able to say all the praises of Hashem? Ach, Zakta Svasemesh, what's the chilek between here and every other time? Tzias Mitzrayim, Meshubach. Over here it's Meshubach. Why? Menira Tam, Kilu Misha Asalayan Nase, the Chain Bemakam of his Manchal Nase, Maturna Machiavan the Halashabech. Zakta Svasemesh, to praise the Rabban Hashem generally, Avad is a limitation. Avad can only say what Anshekinesh Gedolah had. When I personally experience the nace, then there's no limitations. In the makam or the zman that I experience the nace, then I have to go out and praise the Rabban Hashem without any limits, because now it's me, I'm saying over what my experience was. I'm not just going ahead and talking about who the Rabban Hashem is. When I talk about who the Rabban Hashem is, I can't stop. There's no way to stop, and therefore the only things I should say is what Chazal put into place. But when I'm going ahead and talking about my nace that I experienced by Suda Seidah, I'm talking about what I experienced, so now I'm talking about my experience of the nace. So my experience of the nace is as great as it is, and the more I'm able to go ahead and talk about the experience of the nace, the more Meshubach it is. So Zaktas Vasemes Ulafisha Amarnu, since we said Ve'ilu Lehoitza Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Avasein Harei Anu Meshabadin Memela Nasalanu Anais. The nace is not a nace that happened to our grandfathers. The nace that's happening to us. The Chayiv Adam Lirisis Atzmai Kilu Yatzmi Mitzrayim Lechein Amar Belasaper Meshabach. Because I'm not going ahead and talking about something that was. I'm going ahead and talking about something that is right now. I'm talking about recognizing the fact that I gained and I have a Yeshua based on the fact that it's Yitzis Mitzrayim. Called over Dar Chayiv Adam Lirisis Atzmai. I'm recognizing myself that I went ahead and I had the Geula. So Memela, when it comes to Leil HaSeder, it's my own Suda Sada. It's a Suda Sada that I'm sitting by and I'm celebrating the fact that I became a Ben Chayrin, that I became a Kushar to Rabban Hashem, that I go ahead and say Dayenu and I recognize all the Milas that Rabban Hashem did and Kama Milas Tavis. All of that is Dayenu because all of that I'm able to recognize that it's my Nase itself. If I'm praising the Rabban Hashem, there's limitations. When I'm praising the Rabban Hashem, something that I experience, Zaktas Vasemis is no limitation. The Rabban Hashem took us out. We are chayav to go ahead and mishbech to Rabban Hashem. And again, this is what we're supposed to have. And Leil HaSeder, the experience that we are going ahead and experience the nes in our own. It's not a nes that happened. It's a nes that's happening right now. The more we're able to do that. And like the Sassemis keeps saying, the more we're able to bring everything back into the place of Seder, the more we're able to be lehavi l'maisa mishbech, be able to bring the world of Gula. And maybe we'll have a second part another time. We'll go through the rest of this. A lot of other pieces on the Indian of Leil HaSeder. But this is, kitzer, some of the Torah from the Sassemis and the Indian of Agadah.